We are learning with Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of your Testament base, the end of the line, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yechanan, Toikvoy Shal Yosef, the strength of Yosef to overcome on the sign, Av Sunasu Shal Bayaz. That's nothing compared to Bayaz. Toikvoy Shal Bayaz, Av Sunasu Shal Paltim Alayish. The strength of Bayaz to overcome on the sign is nothing close to Paltim Alayish. And the Gemara explains, Toikvoy Shal Yosef, so we know what Yosef's nesayin was, that Eshes Potiphar wanted to marry Yosef, but Boaz was even bigger, because Boaz was a penuya. By Yosef, she was Eshes Ish, it's possible she's Aser. But by Boaz, when Rus went there in the middle of the night, Rus was a penuya, so Be'etzem, he could have been Moira Heter. So it says, the chsiv says in the pasuk, V'hi b'chatsi alayla, V'yechara de'ish v'yilofes. It says he felt someone did. He got scared by Yilofes. My by Yilofes. Omer Rav Shnasa Besaroi Kiroshay Lifsos, which Rashi explains means that Nasa Besaroi means his aver Kiroshay Lifsos Neskasha. V'afal Pi Kains like Rashi Kavash Yitzroi. V'afal Pi Shafnuya Hoisa V'ima Mamita. His mom is Imoi Mamita. Ava Yosef Eishish Hoisa V'ini Mamita. So this much harder Nesayin to overcome was Boaz. And Toikvay Shabbai is the top of Chafan Ral. Toikvay Shabbai is Av Sunasa Shal Paltim Alayish. Kedamaron, like we said, Paltim Alayish was every night for a bunch of years. And he still was Goyber on his Yetzer, so that's even a bigger level than Boaz. And of course, a bigger level than Yosef. Om Rav Yechim, Maidich Siv, Hakwi Taich to Pasuk Derech Drash. The Pasuk says, Rabbi is Bono is also Choyal. What? She was Eishes Ish, but still, it was all the time. It was every single night. So that was the thing. Every night, and they were like living together, like married. So that's what you can't compare. Omer Yechanan, you're right. She was Eishes Ish, but the years Shabbai, it was one. Both Yosef and Boaz were one night. This is all the time. Omer Yechanan, my dechsev. What's from the pasuk? Rabbi is bono is asachayil v'atal is al kolano. Rabbi is bonus osachoyel. Osachoyel means they have strength. Zay Yosef Boaz. V'at alis al kolano. You're better than everyone else. You're higher than everyone else. Zay paltim alayish. Omer Rav Shmuel b'Nachman Omer Rav Yenis. The Ma'ayid Chesiv was found in the pasuk. Sheker achein v'hevel ayefi. Sheker achein zay Yosef. And the Mashal explains sheker achein zay Yosef. That's referring to the Mitzriim who were shcherim. They were black. But the Meister, they dressed up nicely to make chen. Shek chen zeh Yosef. Vahevel ha-yefi zeh Boaz. Yiris Hashem hitis halol zeh paltim alayish was going on. Michal and paltim alayish. Tova acher. Sheker ha-chen zeh doirish ha-moshe. That's the door of Moshe, which was oisik b'tayra harbe, and they threw away the chen. So Moshe's door was very big in Tayra. Vahevel ha-yefi zeh doirish ha-yeshua. Yiras Hashem, he tishalz at doiroi shechiskiyo. That's the door of Chiskiyo, where everyone there was learning at that time, like the Gemara Darshan, the Tzadal and Beis Sanhedrin, that the pasuk says chayvel oil shel sancher pnei shamnoi shel chiskiyo shel yedoylik batav drashas, because of the oil lighting in the batav drashas. Actually, batkum with don vabar sheva v'le motzu amarz. No amarz anywhere. B'chal the door of Chiskiyo. So that's the highest level. Dava acha shaka chen zeh doresh Moshe, v'Yeshua behev al yifi zeh doresh shel Chizkiyo. Yiras shemit esalol zeh doresh shel Rabbi Yehuda bar Beloi. That's the door of Rabbi Yehuda bar Beloi. Omrola, what's special about that? Omrola val Rabbi Yehuda bar Beloi sheyeshisho tamidim miskasim metalas echos. They were so poor, they only had one talis and six tamidim was miskasim metalas echos. But oisik b'tayra, and they still were oisik b'tayra, even through Anias. There was still Oisik Batayra, that was the highest level, and that's why the Pasuk Yerushalayim Hitazal is darshan on the door of Rudu Baralai. Ad Kan, the Shtikla Gad that we had, now going back to the halachas of a melech. We learned in the Mishnah before the certain halachas of a king and certain halachas of the covet of a king, and we'll continue with that, those halachas. Zok the Mishnah. Mace Lemace. If the mace has a death in the family, it does not go to the Levaya at all. Why not? Because it's not a covet for him to show his tsar. That's what it says in the Bartanura, Shignayu loy, Leirois, Otsuv, Va'ogum, Leinea Om. It's embarrassing for him to be sad in front of the Om, and therefore, he does not go to the Levaya. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rotz Lot says, Ach Amita Yotze, if he wants, he can go out after the mitah. And he brings a raya, Shkimatzinim Adovid, Shyeyse Achim Mitosha Shal Avner. You see that he went after the mitah of Avner, Shneva Melech David, Hoylech Acha Amitah. They went after, when he went behind the mitah, he went to the Levi, David Melech. We had a similar question before, in the last Mishnah, if the Melech, who Mechon is covered, and do Chalitza or Yibum, and here, they didn't want to ask, how you allowed to do that? You know, a Melech's not Mechon is covered. That's like the covered, it doesn't belong to him, that covered, it's covered Klai, so he can't be Mechon is covered. So the Gemara answer is mitzvah shinies. You have to say here also that the Rehuda holds that it's a mitzvah to go on Levayis Hameis, and therefore he holds his mutter, but the Rabbanan still say, no, you can't. Now, he brought a riot from David HaMelech, or Malay, so the Rabbanan answer, lo yoy dove lefaisam. It's only lefaisam. And when we tell, we're going to say over the story in a second. So that he went after Avner, it was only lefaisam. Ukshamavrim oisoy kola om, ukshamavrim oisoy, and they're bringing the first Sudas Havra'a, everyone sits on the ground. Who makes about a dargesh? He sits on a dargesh. We'll see a certain type of bed. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. That means even though usually the oval sits on the floor and everyone else sits on chairs, when just like by the Kohen Gadol, we say the same thing that when the covenant of the Melech is that when he's getting his suz avra, he sits on a dargesh and everyone else sits on the floor. Now before we see the next Gemara, we'll just say over a little very quickly what was going on with Avner and David HaMelech. Now, Shaul HaMelech was the first king of Klai Yisrael, and then, privately and quietly, Shmuel crowned David HaMelech as the next king. But Klai Yisrael was not Mekabel David HaMelech as the Melech, and he was in Chevron. He was in Chevron. And after Shaul died, for 5 years, there was no king in Klai Yisrael. This is the way Rashi learns. Tyson is a little different. We'll say over Rashi's chat. And Ulai will say over Tyson's chat later on. Let's say Rashi. That for 5 years they were without a king. That's the Rashi says. Chomish Shonim Shmei Misas Shaul Malchus Ish Boishas. For 5 years there was no king. After 5 years, Avner Ben Ner, who was one of the, he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he was Shaul's biggest advisor in Shaul's when Shaul was alive, and he was a big supporter of Shaul. After 5 years, Avner appointed Ish Boishas, which is the son of Shaul HaMelech, as the next king. And he was taka a king for 2 years. So now we're up to year 7 of David. That David's in Hebron. David was in Hebron at that point. He was a king, but no one's accepted him. So for 2 years, this is 7 years after Shaul's death, Ish-Boshes was the king. At that point, Avner had charata that he appointed Ish-Boshes for the king. And he wanted to go to David HaMelech and appoint David HaMelech as the king and be masking that he should be the king. So he went to David HaMelech at a private meeting and he told David HaMelech, I'm going to make you king. Lamaisa Yoav, one of David's biggest advisors, found out about this and he said that Avner is playing games. He was wrong, but he said Avner is playing games. He doesn't really want to concede. He's really just trying to do some conspiracy theory over here. So therefore, Yoav went and killed Avner. And really, Yoav was upset at Avner because Avner had killed Asael. So Yoav was really angry at Avner. So Yoav killed Avner, and David HaMelech was very upset. He says, now Klal Yisrael think that I killed Avner. They'd be very upset that everyone loved Avner. Everyone loved Avner. So therefore, David HaMelech had to show that he was not, he did not agree to what Yoav did. And therefore, it says in the Pasuk, first of all, it says that he went after the mitah. That's number one. It says, in Shmuel Beis Gimel Lamed Aleph, it says, Vayyimei David al Yoav al kol ha'om ha'she'itoi, kiru b'gdeichem, rip your clothing, v'chigru sakim, put on sakim, v'siptu l'fnei Avner, v'amelech David hoylech achre ha'mitah. And Melech David went behind the mitah. And it says, two pesukim later, Vayikoinin ha'melech al Avner, he said a hesped vayemar kamoist novel yomus avner. And we'll see pshat in that pasuk soon. And end of that pasuk says vayesuifu kol am lifkois alav. He gave a big hesped on Avner. So here in our Mishnah it says Ravidu says Zariah that David went to the Levaya. And the Rabban answered back, no, that was lefayis asam because everyone was very upset that Avner got killed. He had to show it was not on his reshus that Avner got killed. So now let's see the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Mokum shenogu noshim lotis acha amito yoytis. Now, talking about levaya, regular levaya. Where do noshim? We know noshim and anoshim should be separate. Who goes in front of the mita? Who goes behind the mita? So it says Makom Shenagu Nashim Lashes Ach Amita Yaitzis. They go behind the Mita and the Nashim go in front of the Mita. If the Minig is Lefnei Amita Yaitzis, whatever the Minig is, Minig HaMakom. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer La'olam Nashim Lefnei Amita Yaitzis, that the Nashim always go in front of the Mita. How do I know that, Dr. Rabbi Yehuda? She came at Sinu with David. She Yaitzis Ach Amita Shishal Avner. He walked behind the Mita. Shenema Melech David Ha'ilch Ach Amita. And David obviously did not go together with the ladies, so it must be the ladies were in front of the Mita, and the men were behind the Mita. Omer Lo, Rabbanan said, no, it's not a raya. Why? Lo yhoyo David l'faisam, b'nispaisu, and the taka got appeased. So David yoytzim b'ya noshim, v'nichnas b'ya noshim. Maybe the noshim were behind the Mita, but he went from the noshim, from the ad noshim, from the men, to the ladies' section. V'yotzim b'ya noshim, v'nichnas b'ya noshim. He circled in everyone's group to show that he is mourning over the loss of Avner. Shnemar, like the pasuk says, "V'yedu kol ha'am v'chol Yisrael b'yemhu ki loy hoysa mehamelach l'hamas is Avner b'aner." Pasuk says that everyone knew, and how did everyone know? From that he was circled by the Levaya. Doros Rav Amaydich siv v'yavei kol ha'am l'havrois as David. So in the Gemara's text of the Nach, it said l'hachrois as David. But they read it Lahavrois. We often call him Lahavrois as David, Ksiv Lahachrois, the Korean Lahavrois. Because what's on the Korean, the Ksiv, what it says written and what's read, but Trilo Lahachrois, they wanted to kill him. At the end, they came to give him a Surus Havra for Davelis. They saw how upset he was that Avner got killed. And our Chumashim only says Lahavrois. Now, Nach. Omri Vidom Rav. Why did Avner get this oinish? You're right that Yoav killed him, but what did Avner does? Why did he get this oinish? What did he do wrong? Which aver did he do wrong that he deserved such a punishment? We know there's a story with Shaul. He killed out the ear of Noiv HaKahanim. He killed out the city of Noiv, the Kahanim, and he should have been Meicha on Shaul HaMelech. When he did this, should have been Meicha when Shaul killed the Kahanim, and he was not Meicha. Because he was not Meicha, he got this Oynish. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, no, Micha v'leinana. He was Meicha. He did tell Shaul to stop, but he wasn't listened to. V'shneiem mikra echadarshu. They both learned this out from the one pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, of B'shem Rav, that says that he was supposed to be Meicha, he was not Meicha. Rabbi Yitzchak says he was Meicha, and they didn't listen to him. It's all out of one pasuk because it says in Amalek David's Hesped, it says like this: "Vaykoyin Amalek al Avner vayomer," and he said, "Vayomer," and he said, "Hakemoyis novel yom is Avner. Avner should die like a rasha. Yodecha loy asurois v'raglecha loy lekushdaim fugushu." He wasn't tied up. Kinefal lefnei bnei Avlon afalta, and he fell like someone he fell in front of the people who killed him, like Elu, he was a murderer or something wrong with him. So this is the pasuk. So one darsh like this, Mandam loy micha hachikamar, yodech loy asurois. He was not Avner had an opportunity, and he would have been listened to if he would have been micha, because yodech loy asurois, raglech loy nechshtayim hugashu, which means he wasn't tied up by chains. He was adam chashu, like Rashi says, adam chashu vayisa l'shaul v'hoyluch alimchais. But the fish loy Rashi the fish shaloy machisa kinefal lufnei bnei avla nafalta. So my time lemechisa. Therefore, can a fall of nei bnei avla nafal. Therefore, you fell like someone who falls in front of bnei avla. So why did you fall? The reason why you fell is because you were adam chashuv. You're not tied up. You're adam chashuv l'shaul, and you should have been meicha. Umadam amicha v'leinana. It's a lashon of betmiya. Etmuya betame. Hakamoyis novel yomus. You're gonna die like a someone did avera. Yedachaloy asuris. We're gonna have time. Which means you do not act like an Adam Shein Chashuv, you act like an Adam Chashuv, you were Meicha. Mechti Mechuyim Mechisa, you were Meicha. So my time could fall of Nebnei Avla Nefalta. So why did you fall in front of Nebnei Avla? So that's Machlokes had a Taitus Pasuk. But Lamaisa, Lefidim Adiyama says he was Meicha, so why Taka did he get an Oynish then? So Lamadiyama, Micha, my time Oynish, why did Avner get this Oynish? Because he made Malchus Beis David wait 2.5 years, because he appointed Ish-bosheth as king after 5 years, and David did not become the king of Ganz Kaisel until 7.5 years. So for 2.5 years, he made him wait. That's the reason why I got in Frank Tosis. Tosis in the middle of Shtei Shanim, like one third of the way down in Tosis, learned Hira. Chadud lama nena shal oisa chatzis shana. The bein misish baishus lamakas davra like koydu misasu chaza Avner. Lamaisa after 2 years, Avner went to Dovra Melech and said, "I want you to be king." Just got killed. So why is it 2.5 years? It's only been 2 years. It's only 2 years he delayed it. Because after 2 years of Ishbaishus, we said that after 2 years of Virashi, he said after 2 years he went to change his mind. So why 2.5 years? Huh?
What happened in half a year?
No one was king. Ishbaishus was killed. Avner was killed, and David Melch didn't become king until half a year later. So therefore, Tosfos learns a whole different shot. Tosfos learns that right after Shaul died, Avner tried to get Ishbaishus to be the king. For half a year he worked in it. It didn't work out. And then after half a year, Ishbaishus became the king. So according to the Tosfos, for two and a half years after Shaul, Ishbaishus was king 2 years of that. And after that was 5 years of no king. It's like the opposite of Rashi. It's a big shaila what the story was. With Tosfos and Rashi, Tosfos learns it was 5 years. It says, "Mishameis Ishbaishus of Tosfos Malchus Shaul Batla Chamishanim Ad Shemelach David Nimtzus Zayin Shalom Mechza." Everyone agrees they have 7.5 years in Chevron. The Shaila is how to break it up. Akuponim, that's Rashi and Tosfos. I think it should be Ayin Shom. And look at the Barichas. So I think more of Aituk. Shemavim Moisa. It says, when you give the Shemus Avroth to the Kohen Gadol, to the Melech, Kola Om Masub Malaretz, who makes about Dargish? What's a Dargish exactly? A little technical Gemara here. What is a Dargish? Until next Mishnah, we're going to handle what a Dargish is. A short Gemara. My Dargish, what is a Dargish? Omulu Arsa the Gada. It's a bed they put there for mazel. Rashi says, Mishum Nichush, which the Rishonim are very bothered by, you're not allowed to do. It's Darkei Emeret, do Nichush. What does it mean, Nichush? So Tosfos Rosh is an interesting thing. This is very good for all the housewives. That what does it mean that the Arsa, the Gada, this bed of mazel, which mazel is this? In Nichush, you're not allowed to do. Zok to Tosfos Rosh, he says like this. He says, the Hochalav Nichushu, El Kahodim Rinam in Psachim, it says, Sorrow Dan Yusha Novel Shmei. The Sorah of Anius, his name is Novel, Shabbayis Nekiah, if the house is clean, V'yeshba Mitu Mutzas, and the bed is made, Ein Sar Anius Sheikhim Abayis. So it's a new skula for Ashiris. We know there's a lot of skula for Ashiris, people do. New skula is to make your bed. To be neat is a new skula for Ashiris to be neat, and that's what this Arsa the Gada was. So that's the bed that the Melech sat on was the Arsa the Gada. I'm like, Rabbanu Ula, Miki Midi Dada Idna, until he became Avaloya Sivna. He didn't sit down on this bed. He didn't use the bed. V'ashto Mesvila, now you put him on this bed, all of a sudden. So it makes, the Gemara is saying, it's Shver, that it's a special thing. You can put him on the bed when he gets Avelis. So I can, huh? No, he's in Avelis now. Gemara held, it didn't make sense that, you give him the special bed for Avelis. Mask of La Rava, my kosher, what's shver? Don't midi dava achila v'shtiyah. The other in the loy achil v'shkina. Until now, until he becomes avil, he eats his own food, right? His own chef. Hashda kama achilin lev kama shkina. Now you have to give him. He has to be gifted food. So clearly, avilus is different. So what's the shver? Yeah, he sits in his bed. When avilus, what's shver? Eli kasha akasha. Dargish ain't tzarich lekvaysoi. It says in the halacha that a dargish. Again, we're saying dargish means this mazel bed, and we're trying to disprove that. Saying the halacha is a dargish ain't tzarich kvayis ela zaykvay. Most bed, all the beds in the house, you have to turn over when someone's an oval. You have to just flip them around. It says the dargish, you have to stand it up. If it's a regular bed, just the mazel bed, which means it's a regular standard bed, just the bed you put aside for mazel, like the Tosh Rosh Hashanah for neatness, I might ain't tzarich kvayisoy. By the time I'm tzarich kvayisoy, not only does he kaifa his own bed, all that the beds in the house, he's kaifa. So the Gemara first tried to cash out that why he's sitting in his bed. No, it makes sense. Everything could be different. He sits in it. But anyway, I'll tell you what the cash is. If it means the mazel bed, so what does it say about a dargish? That you don't flip it over, you stand it up. It's the same bed. It's a regular bed. And all the beds are supposed to turn over. Even though you don't use it, you're supposed to turn over all the beds. So the Gemara, my kosha, don't meet it. I have a mitom yuchedus lekelim. Mitani, moisim yuchedus lekelim. It says we have a bed that they used for kelim. Used it. It's like a bed they used to put nice things on it, like a night, like a coffee table. Even so, the question, you don't have to turn that over. So maybe this is like that. It's like a coffee table. You don't turn it over. You can stand it up. Eli kasha kasha. Rav Shimon Milo Emer dargish. Again, he used the word dargish. He says kavitim vunay fomela. He says by avelus you don't have to turn it over. What you do is, you undo the loops, and it falls down. If it's a Aris Degada is a regular bed, just a mazel bed, a regular bed doesn't have loops. A regular bed that has a rope that's tied around both poles that go on the side of the bed, and that makes the mattress, just you have but the strings going back and back and forth, but you can't untie anything and it falls down. You can't do that. So if it's an Aris Degada, if it's a regular bed, that's just a mazel bed, karvita mi islay, it doesn't have any loops and strings that hold it up. It's not how it works. So this Gemara says, you're right, it can't be, the dargish cannot be a regular bed, just different mazel. It has to be a different type of bed in Gansen. Like also Rav and Omar, Omali humor Rabbanam Rav Chifashmei, Dav Shriach Vashuk de Golodai, he was Shriach in the tannery Shuk, but Omalei, and he told us, my dargish is Arsa de Tzala, is a leather bed. A leather bed is different because you can't turn over. It's a regular bed, just a different type of bed. It's a leather bed. The leather bed, first of all, is tied with loops to the sides of the bed, to the bed frame. It's tied to the bed frame with loops, so it could be undone and falls down. And you don't turn over that bed. You know why? Because it'll get dirty. A regular bed that's tied with rope, so on all the legs of the bed, it was raised above the mattress. If you turned it over, it still was raised above the ground. But this type of arsa, this type of bed, this type of dargish, which is called dargish, if you turned it over, it would get dirty from the ground, and therefore you can't turn it over. So that's why it's different. So a dargish basically is a leather bed, and that's the bed that he sits on when he comes to Marvin's arm. So answer all the kashas. Dargish, a dargish, like we just spoke out, dargish is the leather bed that's tied with strings to the frame of the bed. Sirugai metaychai, it's tied into the inside of the frame, of the side frame, the side poles, it's tied into inside. And mita sirugai malgaba, it's tied on top of it, which means you would not see the frame at all. Meisvei, meisvei kasha, kli eitz meim esam mekablum tomo. When is the clear? It's Bekabal Tomah. So a mita varisa, a bed and a crib, mishishofim baradag, when you smooth out the wood with the skin of a fish, which makes it very shiny and very smooth. V'im mita misuragas malgaba, if the mita is tied on top of the poles and you don't see the frame, so lomali shivas aradag, why do you have to smooth it out? Ella, the Mar says, you're right. Not the leather bed and not the regular bed are tied above the frame. It's tied in the inside of the poles, both sides. They're both in the inside of the frames. Mita luivafuke bevizyoni. A mita goes in and out through the actual frame. It's tied into the thickness of the frame and tied. There's holes there and it's tied into the frame itself. Dargish, there are loops hanging from the frame, and a luivafuke beavikusa. It's tied onto the loops and therefore it's much easier to untie. That's why it falls down. So that's the difference. That the leather one is tied in loops. The other one's tied into the frame itself. Not on top of the frame, like we said, you smooth it out with the skin of a fish. But it's in the inside of the frame, it's tied on. It's tied into the frame. It's actually woven into the frame. Amar Yaakov, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Alokah Shuv ben Gamliel. We pass the Shuv ben Gamliel that by our Ovel, you don't have to turn over the bed of the leather bed. You just untie the loops and it falls down. Amar Yaakov bar Ami, Mito Shunakletel, Yoitzim. There's a bed that has a canopy, and if it has a canopy, it means it has these two poles on the front of the bed and the back of the bed that go up in the middle of the bed, in the middle of the back and the middle of the front. It means the two ends of the bed, something going up, and you put a pole across those, and then you drape a curtain over that. That's how you make a canopy. So my mitos are called yoitzim. Obviously, if you turn that over, it won't work out too good because it has those two sticks sticking out. So yoitzim. Stand it up and that's enough. You stand up that bed and that's enough by Avelis. And today we don't have a minig b'chlal turning over the beds, but the minig was then that Avelis turned over all the beds. Now the bed that's a leather bed, you untie the knots, it falls down. But a bed that has this canopy, you just stand it up and that's enough.